DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's
the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. If we forgive someone this Christmas, we'll be a lot happier. Christmas is supposed to be a celebration of peace and goodwill. Unfortunately for many of us, when we get thrown together with our family over the holidays, old wounds can get reopened and the whole weekend can get ruined. So what can we do about it? Well, if we're harboring resentment towards a family member because of a past hurt, we can choose to forgive them and move on. This doesn't mean that what they did was right or that we should pretend it never happened. What it does mean is that we can choose to let go of the hurt and not let it weigh us down anymore. Colossians 3:13 says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. We celebrate Jesus' birth because he came into the world to save all of us from our sins. So is there a family member I need to forgive? If I do so, I'll be a lot happier this Christmas, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
United.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As we enter the end of the year and holiday season, we want to let the River Region know we have some new and improved financing available with approved credit with payments as low as $90 a month on a new energy efficient system.
Monthly payments as low as $90 with no down payment. That's like Christmas all the time for everyone.
And remember, we can also clear your slow or clogged drains from all your holiday company coming over like Cousin Eddie.
Okay, and every family has a Cousin Eddie.
Or maybe your breakers keep tripping after all your Christmas lights were put up. We can help with that, too.
New and improved financing, off-season pricing, free estimates, clogged drains, breakers overloaded. Let United help you this holiday season. Call today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not exactly a Chamber of Commerce weekend forecast for tonight. Cloudy skies, rain developing, especially in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, it's a cold rain. Periods of rain with a high temperature up to about 49. Low tomorrow night, 44. And then on Sunday, rain is likely on and off. High temperature around 50. And then on Monday, cold winter's day, a breezy day with a high around 44. And maybe a leftover shower here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is this the real birth? Is it nativity? Caught in a census in the town of his ancestry. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
Mary, now it's just
I see a little silhouette of a sheep.
Shepherds watch over their flocks at night time.
Angels shout like lightning, very, very frightening me.
Peace on earth, peace on earth, unto you is Father's Day.
Shepherd, nobody loves me.
He's just a shepherd from a far family. Angels and gods who stable and see.
Wise men come, wise men go. Will Herod let him live?
Herod, go. He will not let him live.
Better go.
Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Joseph, Mary, Joseph.
Mary, Joseph, better go to Egypt now. Promise me your son will pay for me.
Edition of our festive happy hour Christmas spectacular. No idea what we're talking about, but it sounds good.
And here they are.
Here they are, meaning my tongue wants to make their jelly.
Hey, really?
Never.
Please clap.
Well, it's already Friday?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's already Friday. I had, first of all, I should be honest with you, I was running behind. I texted Joey, because my Jack Ingram signature car, my Rogue, allows me to press a button, say, send text to Joey, because that's how he's listed in my phone. His name with two questions marks after it.
Joey.
Like that. I know that's stupid. Okay. If anything happened to me and they had to dial my next kin by phone, they'd be sorting their way through the most ridiculous nicknames. Floof and Flaunch, Mr. Thing.
Wait, did you hear the open of my show last night?
I heard part of it, but I don't know that I heard the immediate open.
No, did you hear about the dog thing I was bringing up? Any dog under 50 pounds is a cat?
I did not hear that.
That includes you, Rick, Baron. Oh. All of you got dogs, so to speak. They're tiny. It's not a knock on him. I apologized to Louie this morning when I saw him, King Louie, and I said, you're a dog, but don't tell the others.
I got news for you. Hershey may weigh 12 pounds, but he's the loudest 12 pounds on the planet.
I've seen it firsthand.
And I've been out with them, walking them, and they don't bark to threaten people. They just, you know.
Right.
Some folks that don't like dogs kind of will cross the street, you know.
They're so small, they have to alert people where they are.
So all dogs under 50 pounds are cats.
Yeah, I was just quoting the authority, Ron Swanson.
Oh, yeah, he's the authority.
On many things.
I don't know, who is he? I suppose to know who he is.
We'll just leave it at that if you don't know who he is.
Well, don't make me feel like, you know.
He's a character on television. Nick Offerman played him.
Yeah. On what show?
Parks and Rec.
Oh, well, I never watched that.
He's like the libertarian, Reagan-loving, buries his gold everywhere, thinks banks are Ponzi schemes.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they?
That's another one of his quotes. Yeah, but one of his quotes, I didn't play the whole quote. He says, first thing you want to do is get rid of the terrier, get a real dog, because all dogs under 50 pounds are cats, and cats are pointless. That's the actual line. I don't agree with that. It's just funny as hell. So I was sort of, you know, gently chastising some people I work with who have all these tiny dogs. Get a real dog, like a Labrador Retriever. It's over 50 pounds.
The boss's Frenchies, when you feed them a treat, if you're not careful, you got a 50-pound bite.
Oh, yeah. I let Louie bite me. It's fun. Like, that's as soon as if I go to pet him and I'll pet him a little bit, he'll nibble on me. It's fun. I'm used to it.
What if a cougar said,
bite me!
Game on.
Game on.
But it's already Friday and we already have two requests, Greg.
You're kidding.
No.
Who?
One for the butt cracker suite from Kenny from Maxwell.
Hey, I'm glad that somebody asked for it, because, frankly, and I'm not going to go back into detail on it, it's been a hell of a week for the family.
Yeah.
And, but I have such fantastic friends. The gang at Baumhauer's, and so many others. I just stopped at Mr. Electric on the way in. Because they did a ton of work at the house. I wanted to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, pay for it. When I talk about Mr. Electric, I would never suggest you spend money with somebody I'm not spending money with. And man, are they good. They are so good at what they do. And it's like, I've got my outside lights plugged in, my new outside outlet, so I can open the door. And it's just a pleasure to open the door and not hit something.
Right.
And we got great security line, got the Ring doorbell now. I'm trying to fall asleep for a nap after the morning show. It's about 10:30. Phone rings, and it's Mrs. Bitterbuttle. Somebody's at the side back gate. Ah. I said, all right, I'll go see who it is, because we've got it on all of our entrances. I don't have the app installed yet. And after this, I'm not too sure I will. But, so I get out of bed, throw on my pants and a shirt, and it was David Fagan's guy to do the pool.
Nice.
That's all. And they're great. They know we got dogs. They always check to make sure the dogs aren't out, or if they're out, they make sure the gate closes, they don't get out. And I said, could we please not, I'm going to have this thing ripped out if you keep I said, this is for like, you know, weird times when nobody's home.
Yeah, stuff. I'm not imagining you could set it for that.
But everything works just fine. And they just did a fantastic job.
So your crazy week is coming to a good close.
They got great people there, Danielle and the Magical Wendy. So I was Bubba Micing a little bit there. And we had Dan Black from Mr. Electric this morning because nice. He also has Dan Black Productions. And they do, and this is a great gift idea. You want to do something really meaningful. If you have VHS tapes or even old 8mm films, family moments, those are going to break down. Magnetic tapes are going to decompose over time. They can transfer those for you on a DVD, and they charge a very reasonable price for that. And that's a great thing to give. You have a set made for everybody in your family. And they do that. And I wrote that number down. Let me see if I can read it here. Because I wrote it in yellow. That's, you know, whenever you want to make sure you see something clearly, write it in yellow ink.
Sure.
With a highlighter pen.
I could take a stab at it.
2796036. 2796036 if you're interested in that. And that is a meaningful gift to give, believe me. Saw the Catos today.
That's awesome.
They're good friends. I'm very blessed. This has been a tough couple of weeks, but man, I am surrounded by people who lift my spirits. And that includes you, Young Joey.
Oh, happy to do it, Craig.
Between you and the gang and the morning show. Given what's been going on, if it was any other situation, it would have been 100 times tougher. But it's been on with the show. On with the show. So I've got Butt Cracker Sweet pasted in.
And there was a second request.
For,
this is because of the date.
Yeah.
Ty was hoping that you play that tribute you play to one of the veterans. Or do we have that interview? That might be what he was referring to.
We absolutely do. And what you're referring to is Noah King.
Mm.
And I think it was 2012, somebody locally, now Mr. King passed away a few years back.
Yeah.
But he was what's the name of the airbase that's there? It was stationed at the airbase when the attack broke out. And like many of the, nobody knew it was coming. But they ran to the window and they saw bullets blowing cement out of the, so they knew they were under attack. And yeah, we're going to play that after 3:30. That was actually part of the plan. I hadn't had a chance to talk about it. But
nice. Okay.
We have about 6 minutes or so of Mr. King. And he was 92 when we interviewed him. And he was, his memory, and I guess if you go through something like that, no matter how old you get, that's one of those things that just never fades. So we will have that today. And in between that, and in fact, that's a tradition. We play that every December 7th. So that will be coming up. Also, we'll check out traffic. The weekend forecast just is not good.
Just stay inside.
Yeah. 100% chance of rain.
Chili or cold. Some mac and cheese and watch a movie or two.
All righty. So we'll take this quick break. We'll have the Butt Cracker Suite. Traffic, Rich's forecast, and then we'll set up the interview that remains treasured. I may record over any other thing that's in this system, but I will never record over Mr. King's description of December 7th, 1941, because he was there.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive, just across from the Prepple Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates in auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Someone else.
kick and shake your buns and fix those wedgies, everyone.
Let's go!
Double dip and somersault and shovel back and twist and fall and fix those wedgies, fix those wedgies. Let's go, people, fix those wedgies. Cracks are flying, just keep prying and pull.
Trucker change a tire,
or a cable worker fix a wire.
Let him know his bottom line is looking awesome and you don't admire it.
So everybody please just say no to crack. Give all those crack bags a sack. If you see a plumber show a breach,
or a chubby hubby on a beach,
sleep right up behind his back and strike a match and drop the burning sulfur right between his cheeks. Because it sure is tax and death around.
Everybody, be a boss, you're a cop, get a grip,
fix your tours,
every wrong, right along, take them back
to the store,
show some class and tie that massive astronomic bus crack.
Don't give it a crack show, cover the crack bus, give it a bomb crack, hurry along, bus crack.
Talk 93.1 FM, it's Happy Hour, local news, and then we're right back.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Members of the Montgomery Police Department who have given the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty were honored today. A group of people, including community members, police officers, and Lanier High School JROTC students, held a ceremony to honor those fallen officers. The group laid wreaths at the base of trees once planted in their memory. Attorneys for relatives of a black man who was shot and killed by police who mistook him for a suspect in a shooting at a mall in Hoover say they've seen the police video documenting the gunfire. A lawyer for the family says state authorities allowed his team to see the video last week on condition they keep its contents confidential. He did say it's consistent, though, with findings that Amantic E.J. Bradford Jr. was shot three times from behind. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Thanks, Jeff. It's 3:30 now. The reason I wanted to get the local news on first is I've been getting notifications all day about a very disturbing story that took place yesterday. And this is posted on a Facebook page. I'll give it a specific name in a moment because I have the thread open. Three males robbed school kids at bus stop.
Okay, yes.
An SUV with three black males and it were parked on the curve of Baldwin Brook Drive waiting for school kids to get off the bus. Once they proceeded to walk home, two of the males then exited the car, showed a gun, and robbed four school kids of their iPhones and wallets. Happening yesterday after school on December 6th. Now, I have not heard anything about it on the news, or if it was on the news, I missed it. But the anger, you know, coming from the folks who have seen this story is quite palpable. So what I'm going to try and do this afternoon is see if we can get a hold of somebody at the police department, see if there was a report filed on this, what they're trying to do. This can't be happening. Unfortunately, you know, if we weren't in the age that we are, where kids, I mean, we had no plans to buy Janelle a cell phone when she was 11 years old. But we did because 9/11 happened when she was 11. And that day, being unable to make direct contact with your kid was just, it changed everything. So, understand kids, you know, having the phones. I know that it's not always used for the best of purposes, but that's not the point here. They were robbed, and I want to find out what MPD is doing about this. You know, there's a lot of crime in this town. A lot of it seems to get unreported for whatever reason. But when we have safety issues with kids getting off buses and walking home, that's got to be dealt with. That's got to be dealt with. And, you know, I just hope they're not taking the approach, well, if we don't say anything about it, then everybody will forget in a couple of days. You got to take a look at this thread. It's it was originally posted by Sarah Churchman on City Watch Montgomery, uncut. In fact, in the opening, she says, WAKA, WSFA-TV, Greg Budell. Is someone going to say anything to city officials? Well, I am. I am going to request an update on this story to see if anything's been done, if there have been any arrests, any actions taken by the city police. So, Sarah, thank you for bringing that to our attention. The whole idea isn't to, you know, get into this with racial components, all that crap. It's just like, gosh, 13, 14 years ago when there was that riot at Eastdale Mall by the ice rink. Kids are running away screaming because tables are being thrown. It was a very violent event. It took 5 days. 5 days through our constant badgering before TV news and the city looked into it. And obviously they don't want to hurt the mall. Nobody wants to hurt the mall. But go to deadmalls.com. What's the number reason? What's the number one reason many of them have closed? Crime. You know, we got the one out there on Southern Boulevard. And it's still trying to figure out what to do with it. So, Sarah, yeah, I'm going to find out what I can, promise. What a crap day on the stock market. Jeez, down another 558 points. I have no idea what's driving it. The fear. They're like a bunch of frickin' lemmings.
And I have another local tidbit. Doug called asking about what's the deal with Christmas on the Coosa, especially given that it's the weather tomorrow.
Right.
The Christmas on the Coosa parade in Wetumpka has been rescheduled for Saturday, December 15th. That is a week from tomorrow.
Right.
So, again, that'll be Saturday, December 15th at 2 p.m. That is the Wetumpka Christmas on the Coosa parade. So, good planning on their part, given the weather. Going to make it work. I know folks love that event.
Oh, I've sent pictures to Janelle when I'm in our vehicle and we're crossing the bridge into old downtown Wetumpka. Love that parade. Been in it many, many times. But understandably, and here's the worst part, next weekend's weather ain't looking too good either. And last week we had the Millbrook Parade, which I've done for 13 consecutive years, rained out. So, we'll see. But, yeah, they moved. At least they had a week to work with, and it's been rescheduled. So, one of the places that you might want to do some holiday shopping, especially if you know somebody who's a collector who loves comics, is Quality Comics. We've had Lee Daniel in the studio. Those guys, it's an amazing place. Not just for comics, but all types of memorabilia, cards and stuff. If you have things at home that you're looking for an appraised opinion, bring it to Quality Comics. It's a fun place to be for, you know, somebody like me. What a walk down memory lane that was. In fact, one of the comics I used to subscribe to as a kid that published one of my letters, they're trying to track it down. Which is really cool. That would be amazing to see that all these years later. But if you get a chance, stop by and see him. Spend some time there tomorrow. Bring the kids. It's a great place for the family. Quality Comics. It's adjacent to Brubaker on Eastern Boulevard, on the north side, on the west side of Eastern Boulevard. And you'll have a good time. Promise. Let's talk to Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yeah. Chad.
Another holiday, so the market closes again. So, another bloodbath today, huh?
Well, 600 points. The market's at 24,000. It's still up, about 33% from where it was when Trump became president. But
No doubt about it. I mean, it had a huge climb. It's down 2,400 points since October 3rd. That's a lot.
That's a significant correction.
But everybody knows, Greg, and I'm sure Brandt will say this, everybody knew, eventually the air would come out of the balloon and create some buying opportunities if you were smart and put your cash on the side for a little bit. But you were just talking about that incident with the kids getting robbed, coming off the bus. And I know your wife is on this one Facebook page. If you want to really see what's going on in Montgomery, Alabama, get on the City Watch Facebook page.
That's where this came from.
Yeah. If you look on the City Watch Facebook page, you see all the stuff that doesn't get reported on WSFA or any other news station, because nobody wants, and they only talk about it if it's so public, like the little girl who got 14-year-old who got hit and killed by the car over on the Southern Boulevard where the truck stop is, where they were attending. This is a 14-year-old girl now. There's a little teen hangout area there, and apparently somebody decided they want to pull a gun, started shooting, and the girl got scared and started running across the Southern Boulevard and got hit.
Oh.
Yeah, 14, my daughter's age, And I know a friend whose nephew is the one that got shot 4 times over on the Virginia Loop Road the other day. He's in the hospital in critical condition. Man. They're all, and you want to talk about the police and everything, and we do have good police officers here, but this is a cultural thing.
Yeah.
You cannot fix this with police, until there's a change in attitude and actually having two-parent families and all those things. These are young kids that are doing this, and a lot of, 18 to 25-year-old, thugs, is what I'm going to call them. But they don't have, there's no one that raised them.
No, I understand that. And I'm empathetic to the fact that they've never been given any direction in life, and they are just street survivors who are stealing from others.
Right.
And
right.
There's also a culture of, don't rat on anybody. So trying to find out who did it, there may be people that know who did it, but they're afraid to speak up, and that's
it. Yeah, eventually it comes around. People, they find out who does these things, but they couldn't find the guy who shot the other guy at the Virginia Loop Road, but they got him 2 days ago, 38-year-old man. So looked like a drug deal of some type. But, when I first moved to my neighborhood in Old Cloverdale, I never heard gunshots or anything like that. Mm. And I live in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not far from the country club. And I'd say at least once a week, maybe every 2 weeks, I hear gunshots. And I know what gunshots are because I was in the military, and I fire marksman. You can pretty much pick it out. And sometimes it's automatic weapons. Mm. If you want to get a real education, come over to my house on New Year's Eve and wait till you hear what goes off at midnight. And it ain't fireworks, my friend.
I can hear it from my neighborhood, too, Chad. I've done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when I lived in Bellwood West, believe me.
I mean, it's bottle rockets. No, not bottle rockets.
Yeah.
Everybody takes their automatic weapons that they have and not supposed to have.
But it doesn't just happen here. I know in Fort Lauderdale one year.
Sure.
Somebody was just out on the street, and a bullet that was fired in celebration of New Year came down and lamped straight through the head, killed him instantly.
Right.
So,
right. Well, it's a bad situation. It really is, and I don't want to blame the police because they can't unless they're there when the kids step off the bus and the guy's trying to run. Unless they're there, there's not a damn thing they can do. What they can do is be patrolling. I mean, they can change their patrols. And, when we've had problems in our neighborhood, like we had a couple of years ago, we had a a crime spree where people are just breaking into houses.
Right.
And it was an out-of-town group that was doing it. They were coming in here, casing the joint, and they had, you know, walkie-talkies and everything else. And they picked up their patrols, and it settled things down, and they caught the guys that were doing it. You know, they'd have guys literally on, like, Narrow Lane Road looking out for the rent-a-cops and for the cops, and they would have radios, and they would, you know, pick up their phone, pick up their radio, and radio to the, you know, as a lookout to the person who was, like, working the street.
Chad, I'm going to get my Pearl Harbor interview here before 4 o'clock.
So. All right, I definitely want to hear it. Listen, all right, you guys have a great one, okay?
Appreciate your call, as always.
All right, sure, take care.
And as always, everything he says is true, but we need to get more people engaged, and we were able to do that a few years back. We can do it again. We're going to check traffic at Rich's forecast, and then when we come back, we're going to revisit a legend, Noah King, who was there on December 7th, 1941, as the bullets landed behind his barracks.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working on that accident on Perry Hill right there at CTE Equipment. Otherwise, around the city, traffic very, very busy, as you would expect on a Friday afternoon. East Boulevard over 85 and also down around Vaughn Road, Boulevard at Troy Highway, and Taylor Road at East Chase, all very busy. Christmas is alive at Midtown Plaza. Do your shopping, then eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not exactly a Chamber of Commerce weekend forecast for tonight. Cloudy skies, rain developing, especially in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, it's a cold rain. Periods of rain with a high temperature up to about 49. Low tomorrow night, 44. And then on Sunday, rain is likely on and off. High temperature around 50. And then on Monday, cold winter's day, a breezy day with a high around 44. And maybe a leftover shower here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
This is CC Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
I'm with Miss Dot of Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here, and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is December 7th, and it's been a tradition every year since we first had the privilege of interviewing this man, an interview arranged by one of our listeners. He lived in Georgia. His name is Noah King, and he was stationed at Schofield Barracks at Pearl Harbor on this date in 1941, and we've saved some excerpts from that very special interview, and we're going to share those with you again on this December 7th.
First thing that we did was to open up our supply room and break out the ammunition. You see, prior to this time, we did not carry live ammunition. We kept it stored in our supply room. So immediately we unlocked the supply room and broke out the ammunition and passed it around. Everybody loaded up. The next planes that flew across the barracks received fire from the troops on the ground. We reacted that fast to what was going on.
All right, that is one excerpt. This one's longer, goes into more detail. In fact, this may be, and I apologize if I got these out of sequence, it's my fault for being a lousy labeler. But this man takes you back to that day of infamy, because he was right there and experienced it firsthand. Noah King. I should play this one first.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, The American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
So help us God. And with those words, declaration of war from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And with us on the phone, it's a privilege on News Talk 107.9 FM to welcome from Georgia, Noah King. Noah King, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a real privilege to have you on the air with us today. Mr. King was there, and if I'm not mistaken, you were in Schofield Barracks at the time of the attack.
That is correct. I was at Schofield Barracks. I was a corporal in the Army, and was at that particular time, I was training recruits which had arrived in Hawaii.
Mr. King, if I may, I'd like to take you back to the day before, December 6th. Was there anything about the day before the attack that seemed ominous? What were you doing on the 6th? I understand that was a Saturday night. Did you go into Honolulu? Do you remember what you were doing at the night before?
I certainly do remember what I was doing, and I have heard many things about what the soldiers and sailors were doing in Hawaii since that time. But myself and a squad of Army troops were on military patrol on Saturday night. We went out about 6 o'clock in the evening, and we patrolled all night, and we came back in early Sunday morning.
Okay.
Prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor.
Let me ask you this. When the attack broke out, did you hear of it because of the noise of the attack, or did somebody tell you that Pearl Harbor was under attack?
We heard it because of the noise. Schofield Barracks had a airfield. Wheeler Field was adjacent to Schofield Barracks. And of course, it was under the Army at that time, the Air Force was. So we heard the Japanese planes strafing and bombing Wheeler Field.
Wow.
I thought myself and the other troops around me, we were in our mess hall eating breakfast. We had come in off a patrol. We thought it was our own airplanes down there.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some training. They did that early in the mornings, and we thought they were out there doing that. A few minutes later, the Japanese came across the barracks where we were and strafed the barracks.
Wow.
We knew that something was wrong then. We knew it wasn't our own planes doing that.
That was the clip I should have played first, because the first clip you played talked about how they went and broke into the ammunition lockers so they could start firing back. Now, while I was listening to that, I found the original 20-minute interview with Mr. King, and I would like to wrap up the show with that tonight.
Okay.
As I mentioned earlier, Mr. King passed away, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And this is a firsthand account of the events of that date, the date that changed the world, certainly the most significant date of the last century. And, you know, I have read at least a dozen books, watched thousands of hours of video and documentary information, and delved into the conspiratorial aspects of the attack. What did Roosevelt know? Did he allow it to happen so that it would give us an excuse to get into World War II. And cases can be made for that. We'll never really know. I don't think we'll ever really know the truth about that. They just released a so-called treasure trove of documents about JFK's assassination 54 years later that really didn't tell us a whole lot more. It did kind of get into Oswald's activity in Mexico City and so forth, but it didn't put an end to any conspiracies, and there are still documents they're choosing to keep secret. Now, it's been a long time. I think the truth on all of this stuff needs to come out. So history can be told with some semblance of truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I think that's how they see us.
Yep.
I really so. Do. They have such a low opinion of the average American that, I better not tell them that. It's for their own good. And if we don't watch it, that's the kind of government we're going to end up with. Oh, my God. Occasional Cortex had another one today. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon here, do Fox News, and then we'll come back. And it is All Request Friday. We'd like to be somewhat festive today if we can. 272-9228 if you have a request.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I think everyone's paycheck's burning a hole in their pocket. They're out on the roadway right now. It's very busy. East Boulevard over 85, Southern Boulevard carrying a lot of traffic. 65 and 85 busy, but moving along, pretty much holding regular speeds right now. At Reinhardt Used Cars Supercenter, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve at Reinhardt Used Cars Supercenter, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards.